talk a little informally about what was the experience like, any questions you have about the process, concerns you have about going back at home. So goal is to have the presentations be about 10 minutes or so. So I'll ask
pleasing portion of Radio K is brought to you by Aardvark Records, now at a new expanded location at 924 Lowry Avenue at the intersection of Lowry and Central Avenue in Northeast Minneapolis. Aardvark features a variety of new and used vinyl and CDs. Aardvark also has used music. Aardvark Records is proud to support Real College Radio, Radio K.
This week's featured CD at Aardvark Records is 10 Benson's Benson Burner on the Jet Set label.
Did you know that Radio K is part of the Ampers Radio Network?
Ampers is the Association of Minnesota Public Educational Radio Stations.
13 stations are part of the Ampers Radio Network, including Radio K.
For over 25 years, Ampers radio stations have been working together to provide diverse radio for Minnesota communities.
For more information, visit www.ampers.org.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, it's all done.
Black Oak, Arkansas, the American Southern strain of glam.
Sure enough, yes, Southern glam. That was part of this. I think this is open for debate whether you could actually somehow shoehorn Black Oak, Arkansas into being glam.
Well, beyond the
rock star strutting tight pants, you know, and long hair vibe coming off of Jim Dandy Mangrum, the man who sings in all keys at once.
The internet online glam authority throws Black Oak, Arkansas into the mix as a glam group.
And who is that, the online internet authority?
That's a really good question. There is a website devoted to glam music.
There's several.
But there's one in particular that's really good and covers discographies and...
There's one called the Biased History of UK Glam.
Okay.
I don't remember. There's mm-hmm. three or four that I've found.
Oh, it's Glam Bear, I think, is the one that I'm thinking
of. Okay. Hey, Glam Rock Bear.
Glam Rock Bear. Yeah, that one's awesome. That's such a great resource for tracking things down.
Oh, yeah, there's a picture of Brownsville Station.
There they are.
Yeah, look at that outfit.
Rundgren and Fancy. Ooh, we don't.
Cub Coda.
Do we have any Milk and Cookies?
No.
Oh, we don't. Mm-hmm. Or Pandora?
Wayne County.
No.
Hey, look at all these.
Runaways?
Hey, now this is good radio. Three guys standing around
reading a website. You guys look at that while I tell you what else we heard. We heard the Hudson Brothers off of the Hollywood Situation LP with Razzle Dazzle. It's the closing theme from the Hudson Brothers Razzle Dazzle Hour. And started things off with Mud, The Cat Crept In.
More USX who toyed with the glam sound and or image include Flash Cadillac and the Continental Kids.
Yes.
The $5 Shoes, Rick Derringer, Hall & Oates. That first album cover, the
sure.
one where they're looking mm-hmm. all glammy.
Looking pretty, yeah.
Looking a lot like the Buckingham Nicks album cover, actually.
Sure.
They're both silver, they're both kind of shirtless, and uh-huh. there's eye makeup all around. Black Oak, Arkansas, and Suicide, Arkansas. And then mention glam rock.
Oh, Suicide. Now, there's an album that I wish I hadn't sold. well, here we go.
I don't know that I would lump Suicide in with a glam thing, but...
Well, they were, you know... Yeah, but again, they dressed funny. They were sparksy.
Yeah.
Sort of in their look and in kind of the music that they played.
Huh.
I don't know. It's all very subjective, but according to Glam Rock Bear.
Yeah.
And I'll take his authority.
the babies,
so to speak.
The babies got a touch of glam going on there?
Sure. I'd imagine so. Although that's later, that's just power pop. Really.
Yeah, see, this is my
question. John Waite with the hair and stuff, but he's really the only glam thing about that crew.
And then there's the whole New Romantics, strain of New Wave, right. Which, mm-hmm. you know, there's lots of...
Well, and then you have the bands like Japan that started out as a glam rock band and became a glam New Romantic band.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ultravox the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The earliest fashion... super fashion heavy parts of the Duran Duran career.
Who I was going to mention covered on a B-side of one of their singles, Come Up and See Me by Steve Harley.
Oh, really?
Cock and Rebel.
Yes. I did not know that.
That's not a particularly glam sounding song, however.
No.
Come Up and See Me.
No, it's good. Well, just the Bowie vocal overtones and that kind of thing. It's got the feel to it. And speaking of dressing up.
Yes.
And wearing nice clothes, I have to let you know that portions of programming on Radio K are brought to you in part by the Walker Art Center. So, tuck in your shirt, Mr. Stanch, and comb your hair, Mr. Tomlinson, because it's Picture Day at the Walker Art Center. As part of Free Thursdays, the annual student open house is being held on Thursday, September 18th, which includes a photo booth, a talk by the incognito feminist art collective, the Gorilla Girls, a screening of Jocelyn Morehouse's film Proof, and much more. The student open house is being held on Thursday, September 18th, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Call 612-375-7622 or visit www.walkerart.org.
Very nice. By the way, we got an email correction that it was Cambodia.
Cambodia.
That deported. I just looked it up for some facts here. Deported Gary Glitter. It was believed that he then left the country for Thailand.
Okay, so it's Cambodia.
He'd already run afoul of people in Thailand. Really, mm-hmm. I mean, talk about it. Talk about a global menace.
He's the man without a country. Yeah.
I was in
England. He's going to have to go to Sealand.
I was in England 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people here don't know Gary Glitter. They don't know who he is. They have no clue as to all his problems.
Sure.
But man, you should have seen the nasty looks I got going into record stores in England looking for Gary Glitter.
Oh, and asking by name?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he was persona non grata that.
Yeah.
That dramatically.
Yeah, and one record shop owner was kind enough to pull me aside and said, "Look, mate, you don't want to ask for his records right now. It's not a healthy thing."
Jeez.
So yeah, they take their Gary Glitter very seriously over there.
And it says here, upon leaving prison, when he was released in 1999, he first went to Cuba with his Cuban girlfriend, but then he moved after a newspaper exposed his whereabouts.
Oh, man. Jeez. Oh.
Wow, if you can't be accepted in Cambodia or Cuba.
Or Thailand.
Or Thailand.
Or Thailand, for heaven's sake. Well,
there's always Siberia.
North Korea.
Man.
Oh, no, they don't cotton to sexual shenanigans in
Kim Jong-il is pretty glam himself with the pointy red boots and the styling
of
hair.
Heels, yeah. Oh, man. Well, okay, I'll talk about the shoes.
All right.
At a certain shoe emporium here around town, actually a clothing and vintage crap emporium in the uptown area, they had a shipment of old shoes, like 70s shoes that were sitting in a warehouse in Chicago for 30-odd years and 20-odd years by the time that I bought them, but I bought this awesome pair of like stack heel, really cool glam shoes. They had like 4-inch heels and 2-inch up front.
Wow.
Oh, they were fabulous. And
those are platforms. That's
they're
not
platforms.
Just big heels.
Yeah, those would be platform
when
shoes.
You got them front and back.
Mm-hmm. They were super sweet. And I wore them to, among other things, that disco night that we did in the Great Hall.
Yep.
In the early days of Radio K. But the glue that held them together, being 70s vintage glue, could not stand up to the crazy body chemistry of my feet. And it also didn't help that I took a leap off of the stage at the Great Hall and landed on them.
It was
probably 4 feet up in the air and came down on these things.
That,
lucky I didn't break both my ankles.
That makes me nervous for ankles just listening to you talk
right
about
out.
It.
After having watched that guy... dislocate, displace, and avulse his ankle on Slam Ball.
Oh man! I'm glad I didn't see that.
Yeah, if I had seen that, I would have thought twice about jumping up the stage at the Great Hall.
I'm a veteran of multiple bad sprains, and thus have one poor, very weak ankle. And ankle things just make me wince.
My martial arts training gives me cat-like reflexes. So
okay.
But those shoes, they've gone the way of the Conestoga, and I stuck them in the closet. Hoping that someday I'd get them repaired, but then sick cat peed all over them, so
oh, no.
Off they went. They were just not meant to be.
Man.
So that's my platform shoe story. I hope that you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it a great deal. I'm just...
How can you not enjoy it?
I know.
It's about glam, and it's about shoes.
Uh-huh.
It had the
and
feel...
it's about pee.
I was, it was such a great ending of the story. I was waiting for, and those shoes today...
They still walk this earth.
You know, they're out there someplace with fresh, you know, non-vintage glue.
And on the door was a hook.
Right. Instead, it was... the cat peed on them.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, shoes.
All right, let's play some more music, shall we?
Yeah.
Joe Bryath.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Another American artist from the Los Angeles area.
Which track are we playing? I do believe Ron did play one.
Heartbeat? Did he play Heartbeat?
I don't remember now.
Did he play I'm a Man?
Doesn't matter. We'll be fine. We'll play Heartbeat.
We'll play this. Yeah, because
we're not Ron.
The only openly
gay practitioner of glam rock?
The first, anyway. Yeah, I think the only...
It was actually part of the marketing.
Just overtly homosexual. Yeah.
Part of the marketing scheme.
Everybody else was nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you know, kissing Lou Reed and Mick Jagger across the table over drinks, but mm-hmm. No, Joe Bryath was very much a gay star, and might have had trouble.
This was years before Elton John came out.
Sure.
Is it?
Yeah, this is 73, 74.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Elton John didn't come out until the 80s, did he?
Right.
He kind of kept things under wrap.
Somebody's going to be able to quote the chapter and verse on the Rolling Stone interview, which he says
he was
bisexual.
Married for a while. And
yeah, but he was married in the 80s for a while after he had said he was bisexual to the paper.
It's the whole Rob Halford syndrome. It's something that you know. It's just never been officially announced.
Sure. Like Tab Hunter, who just came out this past week.
He did?
Yeah.
Richard Chamberlain gave him courage?
I think so. I think all those made-for-TV movie guys are finally coming out.
Sexuality notwithstanding, or chronology notwithstanding, Joe Bryath's sexuality was a big part of the marketing scheme. The marketing scheme was it's legendary for that fact, not for the massive amounts of media attention or records or airplay that his music received.
No.
He actually tanked pretty bad and made two records and off he went.
Unfairly so, because his records have stood the test of time. They're both really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is off of Creatures of the Street, his second LP, a song called Heartbeat, and it's a very nice little mood piece.
A mood piece?
A mood piece.
What color is it right now?
It's feeling kind of blue.
Okay.
And it's not just because that's the color of the background on the screen over here. It's really very nice. So, Joe Bryath, and more glam music in the next half hour.
Along with glam what?
Trivia?
No, I was going to give you a title.
Oh.
The Glam
Presario?
Yes, Glam Presario, Ollie Stench, joining us in the studio here.
One of the glitterati?
Here on Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
You're our voice on the street. You're the faces that I meet. All day my life is keeping time with your heartbeat. Time with your heartbeat every day. It's now you to run and hide. You've been running by my side. All day my life, yes, keeping time with your heartbeat. Time with your heartbeat. Every day, like children, we have left and played the game, you and me. But have you seen me cry? Once I believe I saw you die, you still remain to me the same mystery. To my heart, so you see, I couldn't let you leave.
feel quite small. Flash into the white colors, he doesn't care at all. We'll be right back.
Radio K is proud to sponsor Rainer Maria on Sunday, September 14th at the Triple Rock. That is heute Nacht. Doors for this all-ages show are at 6 o'clock p.m. Denali and Scout Niblett will open the show. For more information, the Triple Rock's website is www.triplerocksocialclub.com.
Das stimmt. Es ist heute Nacht.
Ich habe eine große Kopfweh.
Oh, mein goodness. Meine Mutter macht die Tankstelle.
Ich kann deine Gedanken lesen.
Weil an die Grenze in Kufstein weht die österreichische Fahne.
The other German I know can't be said on the radio.
I just said my mother manages the gas station and on the border in Kufstein wave the Austrian flags.
You learn something new every day.
Hans und Peter haben einen Party. Weil es ein Tonbandgerät gibt.
They're
having a party because there's a record player or a tape player. What did you say?
Aki mach der Nachtisch.
So what about the night table?
Aki made the dessert.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
The after tea, okay.
That's what I remember from German class 20 years ago.
I remember more than that, but it's more fun to say those phrases that are nonsensical out of context.
Yeah, they sound good.
They sound really good because they can roll off the tongue.
Was there any German glam? I mean, there had to have been.
Yeah, well, Giorgio.
Marauder?
Yeah.
He was Italian.
Well, he was working out of Germany, though.
You're not thinking of Connie Plonk.
No, Giorgio. Because I've got a ton of Giorgio stuff in German.
Right.
There's spinach, which is the... geez. And, no, there's a heavy-duty Giorgio German component, and...
Knights in white satin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of German glam. That said, we just heard Iron Virgin with the song Rebels Rule.
Could you hear his giant codpiece?
Hear the codpiece.
It says Do Not Enter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's on the cover of that disc that I gave you. I found a fine
really
Iron Virgin
awesome,
picture.
Awesome photograph.
Yeah, but Arnold Korns was the muddy-sounding piece of crap in the center there. That's Man in the Middle.
Mm-hmm.
That's David Bowie and his wardrobe manager. Whose name escapes me. It has some kind of funny rock and roll name, but it's a side project from 1971 where Bowie was trying on some new material and...
clothing, you mean?
Sateen and velour. Mm-hmm. And
but that's where a lot of the Ziggy Stardust stuff got tried out. There are
wardrobe
Arnold
first,
Korn's
music
single,
later?
Arnold Korn's single versions of Moon Age Daydream and
right.
Hang On to Yourself.
Right.
And that's the time period that Lightning Frightening comes from. There's a lot of strange musical experimentation going on in the Bowie camp around 1970-71. And I say camp meaning, you know, multiple different dictionary meanings.
Along with other kinds of experimentation going on.
Exactly.
Interesting. I like the idea that perhaps his wardrobe manager introduced him to a cape, such as the one he wore in the Ziggy movie.
Sure.
To which he said... Really, there must be music to go with a garment this fantastic.
And
well, if Elvis couldn't find it, I don't think Bowie could.
That's true. Elvis got the capes and tried to find the music, but ultimately stuck to the tried and true on stage.
I think Deep Purple was really the first group to try on the cape for size.
The cape?
Getting it from what's-his-futs, Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Mm-hmm. The Count Five went for the cape.
Yeah, but the first Deep Purple album, you should see the cape action going on. They're a scary-looking bunch of guys. And started things off with Joe Bryath, Heartbeat.
Very nice.
The Choppin' Broccoli song.
Choppin' Broccoli.
A guy called up and says, are you familiar with the Dana Carvey mocking, you know, the self-indulgent rock star thing where he sits at the piano and plays what is supposed to be a moving song and has no subject matter, no inspiration, so he just sings about Choppin' Broccoli. I'm Choppin' Broccoli. Says that Joe Bryant song sounds like the Choppin' Broccoli song, and I can't disagree.
It spoils it for me.
Ruined
now.
The song
it's
for Joel.
Tainted for the rest of my
choppin
days.
Choppin' Broccoli. Choppin' Broccoli.
Oh, I think it's nice.
And I'm not a fan of Dana Carvey, but that caller has an excellent, excellent point.
Sure.
Or way too much free time.
No, we're not ones to point that finger.
Yeah, don't go casting aspersions on our audience. We are the free time brigade.
Yeah, sort of.
Sunday afternoons. Well, you have very little free time these days, Mr. Landlord.
Yeah, well, the Roper duties keep me hopping.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which,
to John Ritter.
To John Ritter and his unfortunate far too early demise.
Will he be displaying the smiley face or the frowny face in the afterlife? Will it be a comedy or a drama?
It will be, I don't know.
Will his afterlife be perhaps a dramedy?
I must say that I was shocked by the news of John Ritter, but his death was far overshadowed by another great American entertainer.
Larry Hovis.
Yes, Larry Hovis.
Larry Hovis
Sergeant Andrew Carter.
bunch of dorks we are. But I do like that we all knew we were going for the not Johnny Cash reference. Johnny Cash passed away last week. John Ritter and, as Ollie points out, Larry Hova, Sergeant Carter from Hogan's Heroes, is also shuffled off this mortal coil. So,
oh, and I wasn't aware.
He's beaming messages through the coffee pot down to his family back home from heaven.
I was not aware that John Ritter was Tex Ritter's son.
Really?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The singing cowboy, rather the reciting cowboy, right. Tex Ritter. And, wow, how about that?
Show enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yes, John Ritter, 54, Johnny Cash, 71.
Larry Hova, 67.
But in reruns for a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, same as John Ritter, actually.
Ageless.
But yeah, it's I actually heard someone on talk radio late last night while driving, and they were talking about, oh, the things happen in threes. Who else? Larry Hova is very much overlooked in the pantheon. Yes. Edward Teller, somehow somebody's like, well, I suppose we could include Edward Teller, who passed away this past week. I'm like, Hovis,
oh, Hovis.
Does that leave anyone from Hogan's Heroes still alive?
Richard Dawson is alive, contrary to my wife's belief, who goes to the internet.
Isn't Kinch still with us?
Yeah. Ivan Dixon?
Ivan Dixon should still be alive.
And LeBeau, is he still around?
I know Robert Clary is still alive.
He was doing soaps in the 80s.
Yes, he was.
Sure.
But Werner Klimper is gone. Bob Crane, gone.
John, we lost John Banner a long time
John
ago.
Banner is gone. He was a big man. too much strudel. Really, we ought to just start talking about something else before I start doing more Hogan's Heroes invitations. I never did see that Bob Crane movie.
Tomlinson is missed. Okay, well, we got a request from the rubber policeman.
Okay.
Who's going to keep us in check, Steve.
Steve. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confusing. Okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
That's just Chuck being
That's
Chuck.
That's just me being Chuck.
He knows nothing.
I meant the other guy.
Nothing.
Joel knows who I meant.
Right, but he wanted to hear some sparks. Specifically amateur hour, because he wants to calibrate the tweeters on his stereo. So we're gonna give him the high-pitched shrieking, if you will, of sparks. The Mayall brothers, again, Americans.
Yep.
Had to go to Britain to get big, though.
Yep, again, because Americans have trouble, number one, with guys with Hitler mustaches. The British also had trouble with that. So Ron had to change his look after a Top of the Pops appearance that got them into hot water. But Russell, an androgynous little pixie elf of a fellow, and so the British much more amenable to that sort of thing than the Americans.
The Kucinich of the glam rock scene.
Okay.
He's like an elf.
You put it that way. He is. He's more like a gnome or a troll, actually. But no. Sparks, cute little guys making Too Clever by Half Power Pop, and Amateur Hour. And one of their high points.
And they're still going at it. They just put out a new album.
That's right.
Very
they're,
recently.
They're as strong as ever.
Sparks on the All Glam edition of Cosmic Slop.
By request on Radio K.
Lost your flesh in the Himalayas, a puppet. supersonic portion of Radio K is brought to you by Roadrunner Records, serving the independently minded music lover with a diverse selection of new and vintage music recordings on compact disc and LP record. Roadrunner Records has also added an offbeat DVD section. Roadrunner is located at 43rd Nicollet, two blocks west of 35W. Information available at 612-822-0613 or landspeedrecords.com. Roadrunner Records is a proud supporter of 770 Radio K.
Thank you. do it in the old days, wear a tall hat and a tattered gown. Rider was sworn that the people of a belting were your hellum, babe, you can't go wrong.
Requested T-Rex on Cosmic Slop Glam Edition. Played a White Swan, the first song I ever played on guitar on stage in front of people.
Rock on.
A long, long time ago.
Wasn't there some Floyd tune you guys always played as well? Didn't you play some...
Oh, I don't know.
Did you tell me you actually tackled Astronomy on stage?
Oh,
before?
Sure. Yeah. No, this happened at a bar. The rest of the people in the band didn't show up, so I drank a pitcher and went up there and did it myself.
Nobody showed whole band didn't show up for a gig. That speaks volumes.
I know.
Are you sure you were booked?
Oh, yeah. No, they were chatting it up and everything, but no, people had other things to do. Ride a White Swan there. Susie Quattro in the middle with All Shook Up.
By
and
request?
Sparks started things off.
Very nice.
Also by request, Amateur Hour.
Yes.
So there we go.
Susie Quattro.
Giving you what you want.
The female factor in glam, not to be dismissed.
Well, perhaps the hardest rocking woman of all time. She's really somebody who hasn't been properly reckoned with here in America. In England, revered as a musical saint. But here, people didn't quite get Susie Quattro. And if the only Susie you know is as Leather Cut Tescadero on...
Happy Days,
then...
Or singing Stumbling In with Chris Norman.
Right, you're really missing out.
She plays bass.
She plays awesome bass.
Rocks.
And she rocks really hard. And
she's about 4 feet tall.
Just like all the members of
AC/DC. Which makes the bass look that much bigger.
Yeah.
And more powerful in her hands.
And she's still really huge in Australia. Like, still considered a relevant artist, contemporary artist in Australia.
Because she's great.
Yeah.
She never stopped making good music.
I heard she was on stage doing Annie Get Your Gun, I think it was.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, on Broadway, one of those things where they... not quite on.
I think it was in England.
Oh, okay.
So not Broadway, technically,
West End
but
theater.
A professional level.
Yes.
Performance.
Yes.
Not dinner theater in the outskirts.
No.
Okay. Just checking.
I don't think she's playing Poughkeepsie.
No.
And Marin says to wave the Austria flag is really not that out of context, considering that Arnold's on the ballot. So das war lustig.
Thank you. I'm glad she thought it was funny.
Okay.
See? Okay. Translated.
So, we're coming to the end of the show.
Aren't we, though?
That is. Yeah, we are at the bitter, bitter end. I do have something to tell you folks about. A fella has emailed us, sent us a copy of this book, which is probably sitting in our mailboxes right now. But Mark Curtis Anderson, who's a writing teacher at the U of M's General College, has got a book out, and he's going to be doing a reading and signing, a couple of readings and signings. Count them three. That's more than a couple. Coming up in the next few weeks of his book, his new book, Jesus Sound Explosion. And I'll just read directly from the thingamabob here. The title, Jesus Sound Explosion, is a nod to the live concert album from Explode 72, a kind of evangelical Woodstock emceed by Billy Graham. Explode's crowds of 100,000 plus signaled that enterprising evangelicals were discovering how to use rock and roll in the marketplace of conversion. And Anderson, the author, was 11 that year. Too young to be at Expo, but old enough to wish that he was. And he ran across a copy of Jesus Sound Explosion in a used record bin, and it got his mind to working, and he wrote a big old...
Memoir-type book
about it, and it sounds really interesting. He's going to be at Ruminator Books on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. for the book launch, reading, and signing. So keep your eyes open for that. Mark Curtis Anderson, Jesus Sound Explosion, Wednesday, September 17th, at the Ruminator Bookstore in Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
From right here on campus. A good old, a campus homeboy made good.
Righto.
Hometown boys, my brain wanted to say.
And I'm sure at Explo 72 or whatever it was, I'm sure there was at least one Jesus glam band.
You gotta figure. There were certainly probably some colorful robes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, Jesus was a glam man. I'm thinking that Spirit in the Sky would count as a Jesus glam thing, as well as The Lord's Prayer by Sister Janet Mead.
Yep.
The glam Australian nun.
Glam. Ooh. Suddenly she's a glam nun.
She's a glam nun. Well, it's got that glam stomper sound in the background. And we're running out of time, so we can't play it. We'll tell you that we've got one more song left to go. And this is a joke glam thing from Jonathan King.
Ah.
British impresario, television presenter, and a guy who's had his own run-ins with the law over Gary Glitter-type situations. And
he's currently in jail.
He's currently in jail. But being Americans, we have ironic distance from these things and can celebrate the music and excoriate the man.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. King, a producer of sorts. Oh, well, first, we want to thank Ollie Stench for coming in and hanging with us this afternoon, and also for being the impetus behind this glam thing.
Thank you for your efforts.
Oh, no problem. The pleasure is all mine.
The Twin Cities ambassador of glam.
The Twin Cities glam ambassador.
Yes, glam ambassador.
He's the glam ambassador. And going to be doing this again in the spring?
My idea is that if this turns out, do it around St. Patrick's Day again and celebrate the glam rock shamrock.
Ah. You can just have another one based around the next available good pun.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Ollie's Glam Quarterly.
Yes.
You can start a zine.
Burning the Midnight Glam.
Well, count on us, because it's fun.
Well, that's the whole point behind all this music, is it wasn't supposed to be taken seriously. It was just supposed to be a bunch of...
Don't tell that to Brian Ferry.
Well.
Don't tell that to Brian Eno.
We never played Roxy music, did we? Oh, well... Not like you never play them on the show.
Some bands are just too obvious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you go.
Sure. Like T-Rex. But then there's Saccharin, which is a studio concoction put together by Jonathan King. They do a stomping glam version of the Archie's Sugar Sugar, and that's what we're going to end things up with right now.
Very nice. We will be back with more Cosmic Slop in regular formation next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Join us then, won't you?
And keep listening to the other glam affiliates. For continuing glam programming, midnight Monday night for Radio Riot.
Yep.
Ollie and Felix and the whole Radio Riot crew.
Right.
Yes.
And just take this into the wee hours with you. So here's Saccharin, Sugar Sugar.
Kyle is up next for all of your Radio K rock needs.
You betcha. You're listening to Radio K. That's KUOM AM Minneapolis St. Paul and KUOM FM St. Louis Park.
We'll see you next week.
Ta-ta. We'll be right back.
the Second World War, heading west, stopping briefly in Japan during the 60s, and in Tiananmen Square during the last decade, they kept heading west to who knows where. What are they after? What are they looking for? A Messiah who never comes? A virgin birth? A perfect drum? A sign? Any kind of sign? Anything that looks slightly out of the ordinary? Someone else. I'm just an advertisement for a version of myself. Like molecules in constant motion, like a million nervous ticks. I'm quivering in anticipation, like the sunlight on their way.
Radio K is proud to sponsor the 2003 Central Standard Film Festival, presented by IFP Minneapolis-St. Paul, September 17th through the 21st in Minneapolis Metro Theaters. Central Standard celebrates regional American filmmaking and will showcase 31 feature films from 13 states and 41 short films from 19 states. The opening night party will feature a live performance by Mike Doty, former frontman for Soul Coughing, as well as music by Molly Mayer. Guests must present an all-access pass for entrance to the opening night party held at the Depot Hotel on Wednesday, September 17th at 9 p.m. This event will follow a screening of Even Hand at 7 p.m. at St. Anthony Main Theater. More information about the Central Standard Film Festival and the opening night party featuring Mike Doty is available online at centralstandardfilmfest.com. Festival catalogs are also available at Metro Area Dunn Brothers coffee shops. Central Standard Film Festival is sponsored by Radio K, Alpha Video, Channel Z, and The Rake.